Rory, first hurdle in the championship. You came through it with no problems at all. A convincing one at the end, much as we were all expecting it would be.
Yeah, look, we don't take any team for granted, Oisin. You know, we can't hide from the reality. We're operating. You know, we end up finishing third by score difference in Division 1 in the National League. Antrim have fallen to Division 4. They've had a tough week with all that's been going on. It hasn't been ideal for them, so they've a lot of young new players. We felt if we played anywhere close to our best, we should win the game fairly comfortably. It turned out that way, you know.
Yeah. The first half, they went 5 points down at half-time. Maybe do you feel Donegal were a bit fortunate to be five up at that stage, because it was a tight first half and they did it up to you?
They did put it up to us, absolutely. And you know, Tomás McCann was really, really sharp. He kicked two great scores. CJ nailed a couple of good frees. Possibly rode our luck with a goal chance. You know, we wouldn't be happy with how we defended them. It was far from the level that we want. So it was, but I wouldn't say fortunate. You know, I think we overplayed a couple of balls. We missed a couple of chances. Jamie took the goal away well. And the reality is, you know, when you get the goal chance, you have to take them.
Yeah. You give a lot of the younger guys their first championship start in the game and they played the bulk of the match. Were you content particularly by the first half about how they settled into their first big championship opener?
Well, I just felt it was an opportunity, Oisin. I think we started seven players making their first championship starts. I know Kieran and Owen Bann, you know, had got on in games, but you had Jason there, you know, you had Keelan Ward, you had Michael Carl, you had Jamie Brennan, Cian Mulligan, all making their first start ever. It was a big step up, and I think that led to some of the caginess. We expected that in the first half, so it did. And, you know, probably our more experienced players weren't really at the pitch of it at that stage. It took Michael, Frank, Ryan, you know, a wee while to get into it, so it did. Marty Riley, you know, and, you know, that obviously led to, I think, a lot of edginess in the team in the first half.
Yep. But you settled into it in the second half, and really there wasn't much trouble coming from the Antrim camp, and you only what kicked 1-3 in the second half, and they were probably a bit fortunate to get the role, but they're never really troubles, and once you settled in and got going early in the second half, there's going to be no doubt to the result.
No, listen, once we opened up from 5 points to 6, 7, 8, I think, you know, we were in a very secure position, and obviously the boys coming in, you know, they lifted it a wee bit. There's an awful lot of quality coming into the team there, and you know, it was fairly comfortable from 10-12 minutes into the second half.
Was it 10 different scores today, which I'm sure was pleasing for you?
I'm not sure of many, yeah. But it's definitely pleasing to get the more scores. You know, the boys on the bench, I think, look sharp as well. And, you know, the more fellas we can have that can put the ball over the bar in the net, the better. But, you know, obviously on the other side of that, you know, defensively, we coughed up too many goal chances. So there's a lot to work on in the next 4 weeks. But it's good now, Oisin. We're delighted to be into the next 4 weeks. You know, we have a lot of guys away in Dublin. Belfast exams will all be wrapped up by early this week, you know. And it's been great to have them all at home. And, you know, the boys that had finished in that in the last couple of weeks, and you know, Martin McElhinney's moved home now as well, so we're in a good place.
Yeah, just before we look at that, Paddy McGrath doesn't score a lot for Donegal. When you see him getting on the end of a goal, it was a big day for him to get his first goal for the county at this level.
Yeah, listen, it's brilliant for him. You know, I could see the move developing. I could see Ryan nearly think Ryan's carrying the ball, thinking I'm going to give Paddy a goal here. You know, so he is. But Paddy wouldn't get the goal unless he made the run. You know, he's a fantastic leader in our group, so he is. He's a very steely character, and you know, he'd be pleased with the goal, but he'd be pleased to be in the next round.
Yeah, and I think one thing's for sure is you're not going to get that sort of same room that you had in the second half and the next out, no matter who it is, Derry or Tyrone.
No, we don't expect so, Oisin. You know, it's the reality is that there'll be different games, so they will. You know, we know what it's like to play the teams in Division 1, and Derry obviously been operating in Division 2 the last number of years, so it is. So whoever wins that game is going to be a much more formidable challenge.
What can you take out of this game then? Because it was a convincing one then. 16 points was the difference between the two sides. What really can you take out of it ahead of the next one?
You know, we definitely defensively, I'll take a lot of negatives. I won't get too carried away with running up 3-19. You know, we know the level we want to be operating at, and we're going to come up against, you know, teams that have operated at a higher level than that, and it won't be real to get scores like that. But the big thing I'll take out is defensively, I thought we were very shaky, you know, but, you know, we have to improve.
You mentioned it earlier that the guys are all back. The squad is going to be together a bit more now in the 4 weeks prepping for the semi-final. Is it fair to say that maybe the championship's going up a couple of gears now in the next log of weeks?
Listen, I know one thing. It'll ratchet up a hell of a lot now in the next 4 weeks, so it will. Derry and Tyrone are going to be a much more formidable challenge. We've seen what Monaghan done yesterday. It's going to get exciting from here on in, you know, so it is. But we have to make sure that we improve, you know, that's the big thing. We bought ourselves another 4 weeks in Ulster Championship, and we've said all along, we get over Antrim, and those 4 weeks are going to be crucial to our season.